Hey, yo, we was having a ball, and, you know, they asked me to get on the mic, and they asked me, can I kick it? Word. Can I kick it?
Yo guys, what's going on? My name's Chris. Welcome to the show, The CW Clinic. I just wanted you guys to know that I love you. I love everybody listening. And that is why I do this show. This show has never been for me. This show has always been for you. And the interesting part about it was I remember 5 years ago in like 2018 or something like that, I was getting asked so many questions about so many topics that I figured I had to do something to help more people and impact them more with one way of impacting, in this case, a podcast. And I appreciate you guys so much that that's why I do the show. And today we're going to talk about a topic of focus and how to be more focused and be precise. Before we get into the show, I love you guys. I want to see that you love me. So I ask you to pay it forward, right? We do this show for free. I pay for it to be produced. We don't have any sponsors. We're not monetized, guys. Besides, I wouldn't advertise a bunch of ding-dongs on my show. But I would love it if you pay it forward, send this show to someone, post it on your socials, talk about it, help us grow, because I want to see you grow. And that's why I do this show. Let's get into it. All right. So I put together a few things for you guys today, three things to be exact. And those three things have helped me considerably when it comes to being focused. And as a child who was unfocused and was on all the medications for ADD and ADHD and whatever key term was going on in the 80s and 90s, I have found some really interesting things that are so low-hanging fruit-ish type stuff that it's literally changed my life. It's changed my business. It's changed how I approach things. And those three things are this, guys. Check it out. Number one, time and energy allocation. Okay, I want you guys to think about time, and I want you guys to think about energy allocation, okay? Time. Well, the wealthiest man in the world, Elon Musk, the wealthiest man in the world is what the publications want you to know of. He's not the wealthiest, but I don't want to go down that rabbit hole too far, but the point is Forbes and these major publications want you to believe that Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos are some of the richest men in the world, and they are very, very wealthy, light years beyond me, but fact remains are not the wealthiest in the world. Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Saudi, royalty are. But anyways, all of these people, including Musk and Bezos, have the same 24 hours in a day that you and I do, all right? So think about that. That's time. All these people have the same amount of time in their day that we do, right? Okay, so that's a little bit of a slap to the face to us all, right? Especially if we want to grow and build and do more. But it's a good slap in the face because if they could do it, we could do it. And having the same amount of time in the day, it puts perspective on what we're doing or not doing. And one of the biggest takeaways I've ever found as an entrepreneur is moving the needle forward on a daily basis. And a lot of times there's projects that have to be done to move the needle forward on a daily basis. So For using myself as an example, this is what I've figured out and is a system that I use personally to move the needle forward on a daily basis. Guys, half the battle as an entrepreneur or someone wanting more success or to build a life that others only dream about, half the battle showing up, the other half is putting energy into something. And when you put energy into a project moving the needle forward, I found that there are two best times to do it. If you exercise, it's right after you exercise and first thing in the morning. So let's just say you start your workday at 9 a.m., but you exercise from 7:30 to 8:30, get ready for the day. That first project after you exercise, the major project, the project that you need to handle to move the needle forward, you do right after you work out, and your first major project of the day. That is a game changer. Try it, guys. Try it. For real. Like, for instance, today I was doing some final edits on a book, and I did it after I exercised, and it was the first major project of the day, and it moves the needle forward. And that is energy allocation with time understanding, okay? Before we move off this topic of number one of time and energy allocation, remember this. Every minute that passes, every minute, you're 1 minute closer to death. Every minute that passes, you're 1 minute closer to death. Number two, this is a game changer. I implemented this years ago, all right? I'll tell you what, this thing is the biggest time and energy waster known to mankind in 2022, all right? And a few years ago, something that I started doing that I would highly recommend and is the number two here is turn off all your notifications. Just turn them off, right? You have to manually go into each app that you have and turn them off, right? So to put it into perspective, a couple of years ago, I turned off all my notifications and all of a sudden, I stopped being a slave to the text messages. I stopped being a slave to the phone calls. I stopped being a slave to the Facebook, to the Instagram, to the LinkedIn, to the YouTube, to the podcast notifications. Because I would always find myself like looking at my phone and like checking notifications and so on and so forth when they came in. But I turned all those notifications off. And I allocate my time, which I'm teaching you to allocate your time, to go to your phone when you're ready, rather than letting the phone dictate what you are doing and when you are doing it, right? The only notification that you can't shut off is the phone itself when someone calls you. To take it a step further, I only pick up the phone if I know who's calling me and I have the ability to get into a conversation. For instance, say someone called me right now while I'm recording this show. I'm not going to answer it. But if I'm not in the middle of a project and maybe I'm going to the doctor's to get adjusted, going to the chiropractors to get adjusted, I'll take a phone call if it comes in. I'm not being a slave to it. I'm free. I can handle it. But not having notifications on and not being bothered by the notifications and phone calls is life-changing. Okay, number three. I've recently found this one out. It's night and day game changer, especially when it comes to moving the needle forward. Phone's off completely. It's off. Whenever I have to do things of importance, like record a show or work on a book or talk to a client, speak to a student, write social media, give a meeting to my team, be around my family, I shut it off. And now not even the phone call could get through. But I didn't shut it off. I didn't learn to shut it off during these focus times because of any reason other than even though I had all my notifications off, I still found myself picking up my phone and opening up like Instagram while I'm 10 minutes into writing a chapter of a book, which when it comes to energy allocation, it's not pure. So shutting your phone off actually completely focuses you on the task at hand. So if you do these three things that we're talking about, which is one, understand time and energy allocation by doing your biggest projects, most energy-consuming projects first thing in the morning, specifically after you exercise, to move the needle forward in the day. Shut off, number two, shut off notifications. And three, number three, shut off your phone. I guarantee you, even if you have ADD and ADHD, even if you have traumatic brain injuries, even if you have PTSD, your focus will increase 100-fold. I promise you guys, this is like high level yet low hanging fruit advice. It's the simple stuff that really changes lives, guys. Just like you can't reinvent the wheel, you can't reinvent the basics. All right, guys, I love you. I hope you learned something. If you learned something, share it with your friend, pay it forward, post it on your socials, and drop a review on iTunes and Spotify for us, helping us out. I love you. Show your love back. Let's fucking go. Yes, you can. Can I kick it? Yes, you can. Well, I'm born. Born, then. Can I kick it? To my tribe that flows in layers. Right now, Fife is a poem sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr.